Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of August 2017, and this is the 640th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting indoors. Actually, I'm not sitting. I'm pacing in front of the window and looking at the outside. The sky is blue in the distance, and in the immediately in front of me, it is raining. There's quite a breeze up as well. It is a very changeable day. I was sitting in the cafe not long ago, and it was a beautifully sunny day when I went in, and I had looked at the forecast, which said that there was a 10% chance of rain, but it really started pouring down whilst I was in there. It was quite a rainstorm, in a way that we don't seem to have them very often. And it was really nice being inside this cafe with a table next to the window and just watching the rain beat down on the road. So it has been an odd day, but I do find these sort of days with a bit of rain really soothing. I love it. And the temperature dropped, or at least it appeared to drop again. I looked at the meteorological website, and they were saying that although it was 9 degrees outside, the apparent temperature was 1.2, so it did feel like that. And as you know, winter is my favourite time, and I love it when it drops down to that sort of temperature. So I'm in a very much better state than I was at the beginning of the week. When I was in the cafe, I was talking to the proprietor, who hasn't been very well, but he was talking about how he hadn't been able to sleep at night because his mind was going like a weasel in a rabbit warren. And I hadn't ever heard that expression before, but it so depicted the way I was on Sunday and Monday nights, just in bed, with my mind whirring all over the place. And not just when I was in bed, it's just that it is more noticeable when you're lying down and hoping to go to sleep. But my mind had been like that during the day as well, both days. So it's very nice not to be in that space. And I think part of it was last night, having the writer's cave. I really managed to do some very concentrated writing, and it felt so good at the end of that time. We were writing for about between 2.5 and 3 hours. My arm was quite sore at the end of it, but I realised that I had just not paused. I had continued writing. I think when I sent this podcast off, or uploaded it, you must have heard that thing blinking through to me. It is from a friend who's saying she doesn't really think we should go for a walk. I can see why she thinks that, but it might change in the next hour. It's got an hour to change its mind. And that completely put me off the thread of what I was talking about. I shouldn't have stopped saying whatever it was I was saying. It was about being in a good place, in a much better place, and it was about having this concentrated time in my little writer's cave at home, and really writing until I couldn't have written any more just because of my arm. And I was hoping that this would happen when I uploaded this podcast. And it did. It did. And this morning again, I went for a little walk earlier when the weather was a little more settled. And when I came back, I just wanted to write. So, day three of this pretend surge, this pretend little run for my retreat, I'm finally in it. And I'm reminded of when I used to go on these 10-day silent retreats annually. It would take me probably about 3 days to really lose myself in that retreat and be able to write. So given that the retreat that I'm doing with others in early September is shorter, I need to make sure that on day one of that retreat, I'm ready to go. And that means being really prepared beforehand, not just with practical matters of closing everything else off and making sure I've got food in the house, all that sort of thing. But also I need to be mentally ready. So that's something I hadn't really thought about and wouldn't have thought about if I hadn't been doing this practice run. So I'm very, very pleased that I'm doing this practice run. And I'm quite looking forward to looking at the log at the end of this week, of looking at the log that I've kept and just picking out the salient points and giving myself a list, an instruction manual of some kind for the retreat. And maybe I'll develop that. It's just a little idea that's percolating at the moment. Develop it into something that's a bit more useful for other people as well. I do hope that you've had a good day today. I hope it's been as lovely as my day has been. And I know that many of you will not have this as your favourite weather, but I do hope that you are able to gain some enjoyment of what is outside your window at the moment. Thank you very, very much for listening again today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.